Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back here on Sports Talk, I'm so pleased to welcome into the show two legends, two titans of college baseball, Skip Bertman, former LSU baseball coach, and Ron Maestri at UNO, baseball coach, athletic director, both of them athletic directors. Skip and Ron, thank you so much for the time. I certainly appreciate it.
Sure, glad to be here.
So you guys are out at the AABC Connie Mack World Series at Tulane and also Delgado. This is a just fantastic event for amateur baseball. I'll start with Skip. What do you think of this event?
I think this event is great. I think the age of the kids is a tremendous time to play baseball. And, of course, those are wonderful facilities. I think the kids get a wonderful opportunity to compete and play in a large amount of games.
Ron, this kind of venue and this kind of setup wasn't available 15, 20, 30 years ago. What has this done for the sport?
I think Skip and I are the only ones to know who Connie Mack is, right, Skip?
That's
no,
right.
I think it's just great. It's an opportunity for those kids at that age. Once they get done with Little League and right, Skip, there used to be American Legion. There used to be all this other stuff. And some of that's really fallen by the wayside. So it's a good opportunity for the young kids to play good summer baseball and improve themselves.
What about the exposure that these kids are going to get to some of these college programs and others? Just the exposure that wasn't available 30 years ago. How big is that? Either one of you guys can jump in. I'll take both of y'all's answers.
Well, let me say this for Ron answers. Ron, do you remember taking a plane and getting in a car and going to drive to see some guy in April?
Yeah,
that's what we did. Now, of course, the recruiters go to these wood bat selection tournaments where they get a book that tells them about every kid, and, of course, they get a chance to see the kid. Even though he might only be a junior, they're willing to take a shot at him. And, of course, there's so many good baseball players now because of this.
Well, like you mentioned, Skip, we used to drive and go to games, and you had to go search for the talent. And now they have all these showcases, and there's these different tournaments. And like you said, the college coaches pay money, and they go, and they get a whole program. They get all the information. They get to see the kids play. And it's just like going to three or four big events, and they make a choice and they try to recruit the kid, and hopefully they got the NIL and all this other stuff. So it's a great opportunity for all these kids.
Skip and Ron, right. I want to ask you, I know Skip's grandson plays for NOLA baseball. Is that right, Skip?
That's right.
So just compare.
There's no doubt it's a great place for kids to play.
Oh, yeah, for sure. What I guess my question to both of you, because I would say y'all are old school coaches, are you glad to see this approach and in particular name, image, and likeness along with the transfer portal that I think has changed college sports, in particular college baseball, as evidenced by Jay Johnson and what he's doing at LSU in the transfer portal?
I think the transfer portal is, of course, new, and Ron and I never had that chance, not to mention NIL. But I think that the transfer portal will reduce the amount of high school recruiting. I don't think there's any doubt about that. And I think that NIL, while it's not at full blast now, could be a problem. And, of course, there's no way to stop it. There's no way to limit it. There's actually nobody overseeing the rules. on it. So that's a tough one, Ron. Have you had any problems yet with NIL?
Well, in our situation, I know that hasn't really affected it. We don't have that kind of money available or, you know, the thing that's killed us and will kill us is the transfer portal. We just lost our second baseman this year who had a great year, Amani Larry, came in and hit about 360. And I think he had 10 home runs. And I think we're second in the nation in double plays, and he was the reason to turn him. And he entered the transfer portal, and I think he's going to Mississippi State. I see it as if we get a kid that maybe wasn't that highly recruited and all of a sudden comes in and he turns on, he's almost for sure gone the next year. So I don't know. It's just like free agency out there, Skip. The kids have full freedom. You don't know until you come in and basically you have the exit interview at the end of the year and the kid's a good kid and all of a sudden he says, I'm in the transfer portal, and then, you know, he's going to go somewhere where if he's pretty good, he's going to get some money. And I just don't – I think it's not enforceable, I would say, right now. There's no rules for the most part. So there's a lot to be said about all this.
Well, I agree, Ron.
Skip Bourbon, Ron Maestri, two college baseball legends here on Sports Talk. Ron, I want to start with you. We've seen more and more of the Major League Baseball game trickle down to college baseball, in particular the shift. Do you think college baseball has an issue with, you know, they need to address with, you know, maybe banning the shift like Major League Baseball is going to do?
Well, Skip, we shifted to a certain extent. I mean, they've got so much information available. And I think LSU and a lot of the bigger schools are getting all the technology, and they got a lot of that available. I would think they're talking about the major leagues getting rid of the shift. So everybody keeps striking out and hitting high fly balls, and there's maybe 15, 18 strikeouts a game between both teams. And with the shift, I don't think it's the excitement back in the game. I don't think it's going to affect college baseball. We moved guys around. We didn't have all the technology, but Skip, when he had a weekend series, he knew where a kid would most likely hit the ball or what pitch you're throwing and what he likes, and you move your outfielders. I don't think it'll have a great effect on college baseball, at least not right now.
I agree with that. I think that the Major League Baseball with a strikeout, a home run, or a walk has lost some of its luster. And, of course, the pitchers are better. There isn't any question about that. But they've gone to five innings for a complete game, or six at the most, and then the pitcher comes out, and then three relief pitchers go in. And I have seen at college where the coaches ensure – now, this wasn't true at Mississippi or Oklahoma where they had national championship games. But at LSU, for example, we pitched a lot of pitchers – because we didn't have three good ones to go seven innings each, you see. And I think that's happening a lot. And I think, as Ron pointed out, the transfer portal is going to pick up pitchers from a school to a better school or from a good school that has very competitive where the kid didn't pitch. He's going to transfer and go to mid-level one school. That's the way I see it.
Jay Ullman and also Joe Sherman at Delgado. Jay Ullman at Tulane hosting the AABC. Connie Mack World Series, and the winner goes to Farmington, New Mexico, and plays in front of 5,000 to 10,000 fans for amateur baseball. Ron and Skip, man, this is like the pinnacle. If you're a young man, before you get into college, playing at that level, playing in front of those kind of fans, that's got to be a great, great opportunity. And Todd Buster certainly wants to thank Joe Sherman and Jay Ullman, that's for sure. And Mace, did Todd Buster play for you at UNO?
No, he played for Tanner Swann, but Todd was, he's a real competitor, hard-nosed kid, and he's done a good job. He's had a lot of kids in his program, and, he's a promoter. He works at it, and, you give him credit. And these kids today, Skip, you've gone out and playground baseball. I've got grandkids, and I have friends' kids, and I go out and watch them play. And once they get done with Little League or whatever it is, the Connie Mack, and there used to be the Pony Baseball and things like that, and the ABCA, Joe's group, it gives these kids an opportunity to play. And I don't know, Skip, when we grew up, we just played all the time and played all summer. We didn't have the real organized type of leagues that they have today, but I think it's good for these young kids.
Yeah. Well, it's good, and it has drawback, I think. One is, no, we didn't have that. Like Ron, of course, like you said, we had maybe American Legion ball or some other ball, and we played all summer. But then we played football, and then we played basketball. Now a kid might go all 12 months playing baseball and being on the road, or 8 out of 12 months. And, of course, that has a good side to it for some that grow into the game, and a weaker side for those who peak a little early and then start to drain out, that would have been better off doing something else. But it's got value, and, of course, the value is the coaches are there. I think the high school coach is still the greatest, but these summer league coaches are getting better and better, and know the kids well and give the kids an opportunity to play. They probably don't practice enough, but they play, obviously, quite a bit.
Ron Maestri, Skip Burtman, two college baseball legends. Hey, thank you so much for coming on and being great ambassadors of the sport of baseball, a sport that I hold near and dear to my heart. It's a great sport, and I know you guys feel the same way.
Thank you.
Skip,
Ron,
stay
great.
Well, buddy.
See you soon.
Thank you, Christian.
You bet. Skip Burtman, Ron Maestri, I don't need to go into their resume. It's very obvious, those two guys and the impact they had on local baseball in Southeast Louisiana. All right, we'll step away and come back. This is Sports Talk. We'll wrap up the show next here on WWL.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.